Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are joined by newly reelected Erie County Comptroller Kevin Hardwick. Kevin, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Joe.
Congratulations on your win. I have not been able to verbally tell you that.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Budget talks, and you and I have talked about the upcoming budget talks. Well, we're in them now. And a lot of focus on this Erie County, the jail, the holding centers. You've issued your guidance. What do you feel about the holding centers, and where do we stand on the holding centers?
Well, currently there's an item in the capital budget that would call for borrowing $20 million next year to do some design work on the latest plan for the jail. Now, that latest plan is probably, if we go and we implement it, it's probably going to cost close to $500 million. It started out at like $420 million, and then it went up to $430 million, and then $470 million. It doesn't include a lot of things, however, like demolition of the current holding center. Everything would be under this plan. Everything would be moved out to Alden, and it would be combined. The holding center in downtown Buffalo would have to be demolished, and that probably would cost quite a bit because you're probably dealing with asbestos and all other sorts of things that would have to be mitigated. Regardless, call it $500 million. That's what you're talking about. And I have asked the legislature to vote against the $20 million for the design work, because I think once you commit to $20 million, you're not going to throw that plan on the shelf. You're kind of tying yourself into the full $500 million, which is going to be problematic, or could be problematic. We don't know what the impact of the of all the federal changes are going to be next year. They may be significant for Erie County. They may not be. There's a lot of imperfect information out there. A year from now, we'll have a much better idea. I think everybody agrees that the current situation is unsustainable. It's intolerable. We have to do something. But I'm not sure we have to spend $500 million. This is going to raise the annual debt service. That's the amount each year that we have to pay off the, if you will, the mortgage, the bond for this facility. It would raise it by $25 to $30 million every year. That's money that won't be able to be used for roads and bridges and everything else. So I'm advising that maybe we should hold off, maybe look at some other approaches. The previous plan, the consultant came back with a plan for $800 million. And the county executive and the sheriff said, no, that's too much. Go back, sharpen your pencil, maybe come up with something a little bit scaled down. And that's where they got this plan, which, again, I think it probably by the end of it's going to cost $500 million. I'm saying maybe we ask them to go back again and take another crack at it and do something that we can afford without having to exceed our tax cap and raise property taxes on the people of Erie County.
So if the $20 million isn't approved, does that pretty much put this project on hold as it stands?
I think it would, at least temporarily, unless the county legislature and the executive decided at some future point, and that future point could be a couple months down the road, to indeed go out and borrow that money to do the additional design work. You know, the $20 million we're talking about is in the capital program, which is in the budget that they'll be passing in early December. The capital program doesn't go into effect until the county legislature takes a separate vote on the bonding resolution. That would happen probably sometime in the spring. So on the one hand, whether it's in there or not, it doesn't matter, because the big thing is the bonding resolution, which they would vote on later in the year to talk about our capital borrowing for this year.
All right, Kevin. So, you know, the Buffalo News has a breakdown of the cost, because they have, you know, they have access right there to you guys. It sounds like $40 million would get all the issues all the issues solved at the downtown holding center. I mean, is there still an option where the county selects to just have the two separate holding centers because it's cost efficient?
Yeah, well, I think everything is on the table. I mean, ideally, you would like a new facility or a very well-renovated facility, because, again, everybody understands the situation is not good there. And, you know, it's not just a question of the inmates, although it's important that, you know, they have someplace that's safe and tolerable. But it's also the corrections officers, who are probably going to be there a lot more years than the inmates, or they certainly will be there a lot more years than the inmates. So that's important.
Now, I had this idea. Now, Kevin, I don't know if this is doable. You know me. I just throw ideas out there. We know the state is abandoning half of the Collins Correctional Facility. Do you think, because Kathy Hochul is such a fan of Western New York and Buffalo, that the county could use the other half of the Collins Correctional Facility?
Well, it's something that that I actually asked a member of my staff yesterday. Now, look, you're not an expert in this. I'm not an expert. The sheriff and these consultants know a lot more. But these are questions that the lay people like you and like I, you know, need to ask. And it's something that is worth considering. My guess is the answer would come back that no, the new facility is really a lot better. And my feeling is that we're not going to get the best solution because we're not going to be able to afford it. We're going to have to make some compromises. So the question has to be, you know, is something like you're talking about, would that be, or other things, would they be better than what we have? And would they be tolerable as opposed to the intolerable situation we have now? The other thing that I suggested, or I put out there, suggested in a letter that I sent to the legislature, is we might want to at least explore a more regional approach. You know, there are other counties who have the same problems that we do in housing inmates and people that they're detaining for trial. We may want to pursue a regional approach to this and see if there are other counties willing to go in with us on something. It's certainly something I think worth exploring.
Now, Kevin, I saw this today, and this has been bothering me since I read it. Sheriff Garcia says there's a sergeant that goes around unplugging toilets all day because Bill Geary put in for a plumber, an electrician, and a welder, and got none of those jobs. Now, here I am. We just got out of an election year. The county is putting seven new jobs at a golf course in Amherst, which they also put aside $6 million to revitalize. Does that seem a little irresponsible when the holding center can't even get a plumber?
Yeah, I read the same article that you're referring to, Joe, and that's the first I've heard of this. Not that I would be the first person to hear about this anyway, so I don't feel like I'm in a position to comment on that, because I don't know what the situation is over there relative to the plumber.
But, I mean, let's be honest. We don't want to see, you know, Kevin Hardwick having to unclog the toilets on your floor of the RAF building.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
No, we wouldn't want to see that. Right. So, but I this is the first I've heard about this today, and I think that you would probably want to talk to someone in public works and buildings and grounds and see what the situation is and whether the request was put in and where things stand. Again, I'm not the person to comment on that.
No. And I understand that. It seems like everything is, and I'm not saying from you, it just seems from the county level, everything as well. Trump this, Trump that. I'm saying, well, maybe we should have thought about this before we added jobs, you know, that's really only going to benefit the town of Amherst.
Yeah, you know what? And that's a consideration for the county legislature. They're currently looking at the budget. Maybe they will read the article. Maybe they will ask some questions. And maybe something will be changed in the budget. I mean, nothing is cast in concrete until the legislature votes on this thing in early December. They just had their hearings last week. They're working on amendments, I'm sure. And that'll all come out the first week of December.
Is the holdings from what you have seen in the budget, is the holding center the biggest question mark in the 26 budget?
No, I think it depends on your perspective. Certainly for me, it was. I mean, I did a 14-page letter, or I sent a 14-page letter to the legislature outlining some things that I thought that they should look at. You know, our review of the budget, we do this every year. And the only thing that I actually came down firmly on is deleting the $20 million from the capital budget for the design work on the new facility. I said we should wait a year on that. Everything else, it was just like, hey, you should be aware of this expenditure. You know, there are new jobs over here, as you said, for the park and things like that. Those are in the budget, but I'm not making a recommendation on that. I'm just drawing it to their attention. The only thing I felt strongly enough about was this $20 million.
Now, you and I talked about this last time you were on the show, but the stadium. Now, the county is completely out of the stadium after, I think, May of the upcoming year. What kind of surplus, not having to worry about that stadium, will the county start seeing in the coming years?
Well, we were probably putting in upwards of $10 million a year into the stadium when all was said and done. However, you have to realize we anticipated that, and that's going to help pay for some of the debt service to the new stadium, because we still had to borrow $125 million to help us make up our $250 million obligation. That was our share, $250 million. $125 million was in cash. The other $125 million we bonded over a period of 25 years.
So we'll have to wait and see. But at the end of the day, you think that being out of the stadium is good for Erie County and for the next 30 years?
Oh, absolutely. There's no question about it. I mean, we're done. I mean, you know, our $250 million commitment was basically it. Now, there are some incidental costs there also, but you know, those were the big costs. And we no longer have to worry about, you know, liability. The current stadium, if someone gets injured there, other than, I assume, on the field, but if someone gets injured in the stands or there's, they sue the county. I mean, we're liable. They'll sue the Bills. They'll sue everybody in sight. and they'll sue the county. We no longer have to worry about the liability for that after this year.
And now if Kevin Hardwick were making the final decision on KeyBank Center, would the county be completely out of KeyBank Center next time the contract's up?
Not unless the Sabres start winning again. I've got tickets to tomorrow night's game, so ask me after that.
Well, last night, I mean, come on, talk about they climb back, they tie the thing. Oh my gosh! Final question, Kevin, because I know it's busy and it's a Bills game day. You want to get everything done and get out of the office. We have a new mayor in Buffalo. We're going to have a new supervisor in Amherst, and you know, you hear rumblings. Are there some musical chairs taking place in the county with people going to certain offices?
Absolutely. I mean, I think you'll see that happen. Sean Ryan has his transition team going. I'm sure there will be some people drawn from various parts of county government into city government. I shouldn't say I'm sure. I suspect that'll happen. Who that is, you know, I'm not going to say now. I'm not going to speculate, but it's oftentimes the case. You know, I'm sure Sean Ryan wants to put together the best team, and there are a lot of good people around who may be willing to move from county government or some other government to city government or from the private sector. So we'll have to see what happens.
Well, I told him, Sean Ryan and I, we don't really agree politically, but I told him if he needed someone on his Bring Back Thursday in the Square committee, I volunteer. I think I would be a great addition to that. And I that's one of very few things I agree with Sean Ryan. I think we should bring Thursday in the Square back downtown.
Absolutely. It would be great for everybody, wouldn't it?
It sure would be. All right, Kevin, I lied. This is my last question. We were talking about airplane. People used to dress up to get on the airplanes.
The answer, Joe, is church.
Church, okay.
Church, or the WBEN studios. People used to dress better, except for Bella Villa. He still wears a tie. You come in pajamas, for God's sake.
Whoa! I have never come into this place in pajamas.
I take it back, but it's always sweats and a ratty sweatshirt or something.
Yes, when you hosted Hardline, you and your guests were always dressed up. I should bring back that tradition of Hardline.
And hey, it's been a long time, but also Mets games. Remember the old newsreels from back in the 50s and the 60s, and people actually wore ties and jackets, and it was amazing to go to sporting events.
It's funny because you think about when they were playing in the old Giants stadium, and what was it called where the New York Giants used to play? Polo Grounds. And, you see people, they're all dressed up. Yep. They're also all smoking cigarettes, too. I mean, let's bring back getting dressed up and smoking in the stands.
And men wearing hats.
Yes. I mean, I don't know.
Other than baseball caps.
I don't know how I look in a top hat, but we'll have to see. Kevin, what's your prediction for the game tonight?
I think we're going to win. We got to win, right? I'm still hoping that we can overtake the Patriots. They got to lose sometime. They're going to slip up, right?
That's what I told Bella Villa. I said, I know they have an easy schedule, but we just have to win out, and we have to beat the Patriots. And then, Baltimore all of a sudden is playing great again. They play Baltimore the week after they play us. I think it works out perfectly.
I hope so, too.
Hey, Kevin, I appreciate you joining me on such short notice. Congratulations again, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
That is Erie County Comptroller Kevin Hardwick talking about the budget and also what we were talking about at the end of the last segment, where people used to dress up that they don't anymore.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast,
for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.